This is St. Louis Public Radio. 11 years ago, St. Louis City and County officials signed on to a plan to end chronic homelessness by 2015. But more than a decade later, the number of chronically homeless people in the region remains largely unchanged. St. Louis Public Radio's Camille Phillips takes a look at the reasons why.
Quentin Reed is one of the lucky ones.
This is my living room. This is where I sit on the couch and just relax.
After struggling with mental illness and homelessness for years, he was set up with a one-bedroom apartment in South St. Louis.
I didn't have that. I used to couldn't watch TV or see my daughter or see my family or just relax. I was just out all day carrying big bags.
Reed's apartment is one of almost 500 new permanent beds added to the city's homeless housing roster over the past 11 years as part of the plan to end chronic homelessness. St. Louis County added just over 200. The beds are reserved for the chronically homeless, people who have a disability and have been homeless for at least a year, or have had multiple bouts of homelessness in the past few years. But despite the increase in permanent housing, the number of chronically homeless people living on the streets or in temporary shelters was roughly the same in 2015 as it was in 2005.
The fact is, if we didn't have all this housing, we'd probably have a lot more people on the street. In other words, our numbers probably would have went up.
St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay says the recession and the 2012 closure of the Metropolitan Psychiatric Center in St. Louis hurt efforts to move the needle. He also says there's another factor.
We have people continuously coming from different areas of the region in the city of St. Louis.
St. Louis County Executive Steve Stinger says the county is meeting the needs of its homeless and also takes in homeless people from other parts of the region.
That's just a fact of life that we all have to deal with, and we deal with it in the county, and we deal with it in the county, and we don't complain about it.
Stinger didn't become county executive until the last year of the plan. He questions whether the previous administration ever took steps to implement it. Meanwhile, most homeless service providers in the region say they have been following the plan. Tom Burnham was shelter manager for Peter and Paul Community Services when nonprofits and government officials got together to craft it 11 years ago. He thinks the plan had fundamental flaws, including a call for too many apartment complexes set aside for the chronically homeless, like Peter and Paul's Garfield Commons, where Quentin Reed lives.
It was expensive to set up, the fact is, most chronically homeless do not have the acute needs of the folks at Garfield.
The Salvation Army's Kimberly Beck was also part of St. Louis's network of homeless service agencies when the 10-year plan was adopted. She says the plan successfully created a system to help people who become chronically homeless, but it was unrealistic to think that St. Louis could totally end it.
That was just not a good title from the beginning. And I'm probably one of the ones who said that back in 2004. I'll raise my hand and say I was the thorn in the flesh when they said, oh, Kim, we have to be optimistic. I was like, okay, well, we can be optimistic, but that's just not realistic to me.
Beck says social stigma also plays a role. Private landlords don't want problem tenants. And she says some people experiencing homelessness don't qualify for housing because they don't want to be diagnosed with a mental illness.
There are some that are going to choose homelessness, even if there's a house for them to stay in. If they don't want it, you can't force them to go in.
Homeless service agencies in the region are now shifting their focus to a more coordinated approach at getting people housed, with a greater emphasis on providing rental assistance to people who just need a few months' support to get back on their feet. Officials in both St. Louis and St. Louis County say they still have a goal to end chronic homelessness, but they don't want to set a deadline. I'm Camille Phillips, St. Louis Public Radio.